Now, up and down the New South Wales coastline, there's currently a mammoth scientific project going underway that you might not have heard of. It's called Seabed New South Wales, and it involves the digital mapping of New South Wales' underwater coastline to gain a better understanding of the complex underwater ecosystem and structures that are lying just offshore from us. Joining me to have a little bit of a chat about what's going on and what some of the discoveries have been is scientist Dr. Tim Ingleton from the Office of the Environment and Heritage. Tim, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Good morning, not a problem.
So one of the amazing things that I was reading about in regards to this is extinct volcanic craters. Could you tell us a little bit about those and how you go about identifying them?
Yeah, well, so as part of this mapping project, we've sort of been concentrating on an area off Wollongong as one of the first areas we were covering as part of the program. We use what we call a multi-beam echo sounder. So I guess what you imagine when you're out there fishing and you have the sounder on your boat collects like a single data point below the bottom and tells you how deep it is and maybe what fish are in the water column. A multi-beam echo sounder actually does that using 256 beams, and it gives you a coverage out to like 100 metres either side of the boat as you drive along. We bring that information back and sort of create it into like a 3D Google Earth type map of the bottom, and all these features start popping up. And one of those features that we did find off Wollongong were these ring shapes. They're sort of between 200 and 300 metres in diameter. And they're just like similar features that we probably see on land around Sydney and around Wollongong as well. They're these ancient volcanic vents that formed millions of years ago around the time of the dinosaurs. So, yeah, pretty amazing to see this sort of information just popping up at you as you're driving along out on the ocean.
And so about the beds and sort of the areas that you've been tracking, does that mean that Australia's coastline, I guess, once extended out a lot further if the volcanoes were originally on land?
Yeah, well, definitely. I guess it's like, I mean, those features that you do see on land, easy to see. We can map them with satellites and stuff these days. Pretty commonplace, and you know, several times a day we can map parts of the coast using that technology. When we're out in the water, we have to actually peel back the water and to be able to see those landforms because those similar technologies don't work as well. So, those sorts of features have always been there. And when, I guess, the last probably about 10 to 20,000 years ago, the sea level was out at about 75 to 80 metres of water depth from what the current coastline is. And so a lot of those features would have been part of the aerial landscape or the natural landscape that we see on land. And some of our first peoples could possibly have been wandering around those features way back when.
And so what is the overall goal of the New South Wales Seabed Mapping Project, aside from stumbling across volcanoes?
Yeah, well, so a lot of the New South Wales coast hasn't been mapped in detail. A lot of the depth information that we have comes from old lead line soundings, which if you're, you know, any historical boating sort of type TV shows you might have seen, where they chuck a weight over the side with a rope, basically, and where that hits the bottom, they take a measure on the rope and bring it back to the surface. So as you can imagine, that's probably, you know, maybe one value every several hundred metres or kilometres or so. In many places, that's still the only information that we have. So these multi-beam echo sounders that provide us with data points every 1 or 2 metres along the bottom of the seabed, just providing that really high level of detail for us. So we've been mapping parts of the New South Wales coast for about the last 15 years, and we've only covered about 12 to 15% of the New South Wales coast in total. So this new project and new program and funding from state government are going to allow us to do two things. We're going to be able to map the majority of the New South Wales coast out to about the 20-metre depth mark, using, I guess, aerial laser. So we fly in an aeroplane and shoot a laser at the down through the water column. And then from the 20 to the 50 metre depth range, we're going to have to use this multi-beam echo sounder sort of type technology, which, I guess, as you listeners can probably understand, is going to take quite a long time. But we're targeting certain sections of the coast over the next couple of years to provide 100% coverage over an area for, I guess, better management of our coastal systems.
And you mentioned kind of throwing things off the sides of ships. I guess it's not the only thing that goes over. A lot of large ships will drop anchor off the coast of Wollongong. Is that, I guess, a concern considering some of the things we're learning?
Yes, possibly. And there are some research projects currently, University of Wollongong, that are looking into some of that stuff. Us as scientists for governments are providing sort of that high-level baseline information to feed into a lot of those research and management issues. So us directly are not dealing with it. As the scientists of the department, we're just collecting that fundamental baseline data that we haven't had before. Yes, but certainly those sorts of issues, issues around, we're experiencing more sort of East Coast low type events on New South Wales coast and storm inundation and those sorts of things, how sediment moves up and down the coast and on and offshore of our beaches and sort of general, marine processes, how waves interact with our shoreline, and that sort of high-level detailed bathymetry information is really important for those projects.
And just before I do let you go, Tim, I guess, what sort of species, what sort of marine animals are we seeing around these volcanic craters that have been left behind?
Yeah, well, we have done some videoing of the seabed off Wollongong with university down there in recent time. We haven't been to the volcanic circles themselves just yet, and we're hoping to do that in the next couple of months or so. But generally down there, there's amazing sponge gardens. You think of coral reefs, and they're probably an equivalent to, but a lot deeper and out of the light. And amazing colours, they're bright yellows and purples and greens. And there's just an amazing diversity of life of these sponges. There are some deep water corals, which most people would think that maybe corals don't exist in those sorts of environments, but they do. And large areas of kelp and algae and that as well. So supporting a lot of different types of habitat.
Well, Tim, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for your time.
Not a problem. Thanks for speaking with me.
That was Dr. Tim Ingleton, a scientist from the Office of Environment and Heritage, leading the Seabed New South Wales project, mapping out Australia's underwater coastline.